Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. The call-in number for the show is 563-999-3507. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644, that's 3478, at Keen.com. And if you decide that you want to call Keen and you've never called them before, use my name, Daisy 644478, as a reference, because I will get a bonus for all new callers this month. That's kind of a nice thing. Okay, let's start with our cosmic weather. We have the full moon in Cancer, promoting intuition and emotional intelligence. There's some uncertainty, but this can be resolved by connecting with your intuition. Listen to your inner voice. The moon is sextiling Uranus, bringing change from past emotional wounds. So there's a lot of that. You know, that's a lot of that we need to let go of, a lot of the things from last year. The moon is in opposition to Mercury, which is retrograde, and it can complicate and frustrate us right now. I know I've certainly been affected by it, and I just, God pulls me out of it, I laugh. Fears are focusing our fears on current and past fears. We need to push through this discomfort. And the moon is challenging Venus, and there's tense energies there too. So I wouldn't try to solve things in relationships right now. You know, just get through this retrograde for one thing. Okay, our health tip comes from WebMD, but its source is the health reporter by Cara, C-A-R-A. Murez, M-U-R-E-Z. You know, people make resolutions this time of year, and I want to give some tips that are from this source for a healthier life. One, we need to manage stress. With a good diet, the DASH diet or the Mediterranean diets are the top of the healthy list. Two, get 7.5 hours of sleep. Three, yoga meditation. If you're suffering anxieties or depression, seek help from a mental health professional. Four, eat fewer processed foods. Five, drink water. You know, if you want beautiful skin, it's good for that, as well as cleansing cells and other things in the body. Water's a good thing. Okay. Today, you know, I want us to benefit from the positive energies of 2023, which are very spiritual. And we went through that last show about the number seven. And if you didn't catch us, you can always go. His love for us. You got to, you know, accept it and believe it. And if you've had trouble with love in the physical realm, sometimes it's hard. And sometimes we look at God like we look at our fathers. The law of manifestation was biblical long before some of the self-help books like The Secret and others that teach manifestation through imaging and how to use our imagination to manifest desires. And it does work. This law, the law of manifestation, says that what we continually set our mind will ultimately be created in our lives, good or bad. Words program the human spirit for success or failure. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as a man," meaning mankind, "thinks within our hearts, so are we." The law of manifestation can produce positive or negative results. It all depends upon your focus. What we focus on the most is what we're going to create. Focusing our thoughts on sin and weakness will produce defeat and failure. Focusing on the finished works of Jesus Christ will produce victory in your life. What are you focusing on? So that's what you need to look at. We need to observe ourselves and catch ourselves in wrong thinking. Casting down negative thoughts and replacing them with positive declarations. I'll give you an example. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Instead of focusing on our problems, speak to the problems. Using the Word of God, everything we do, say, and even think influences the spiritual atmosphere around us. We are first a spirit, and if you're born again through God's Spirit, your body is a vessel that carries your spirit. Once accepting Jesus, you must understand you have become a supernatural being, and you need to use that. You need to use that gift and that energy. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's
Hello.
Lisa. Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
What can do? I'm doing good.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Station put some fix-a-flat in it, and it's sitting out there till I can get somebody to help me. But I got home okay. It can be can be very frustrating. It can, and computer glitches, you know, and things not. That's typical Mercury retrograde, though. It's just the way things happen.
Yeah,
delays,
I do not like Mercury retrograde.
I don't either. But I decided to get through it. What can I do for you today?
I am calling in for just a general reading.
Okay. Well, you are in the midst of your opportunity for change.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean about change, it's not only career-wise, but also personal relationship and financial. Financial's in there as well. So it's a beginning of a good undertaking. And you may be feeling a little bit of dust, you know, from the past. January is the month where we feel the dust from 2022, you know, for it to settle. And it just kind of launches things, but you're going to have meaningful experiences this year, not only in your career, but you got an about bloody time, huh? you're about to embrace upon a serious adventure, and I'm talking about an intimate. Personal adventure.
Sounds exciting.
About time, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to have some new plans. You're going to have some wishes. And your perseverance has been good because you were on a emotional roller coaster there for a while. And it just, you finally landed, kind of thing, and you're going to see some of your hopes, and you're going to start having more confidence in yourself. You know, think big, believe in yourself, never give up. Those are all good things. When I took my granddaughter to school, they had a big plaque up there. I said, they got all my sayings up there. I told Athena, my granddaughter, I said, look. She said, no, Grandma, it's everything you tell people.
Oh, that's true.
I said, it's true, and I'm glad these kids are seeing it, and I'm glad it's posted because it's a good thing. So you're going to there's a tendency to fear financial upset, which everybody's doing. I mean, you're among the popular group here, so everybody's worried about the national debt and the and finances with everything as expensive as it is. And I want you to reverse that and think, well, okay, yeah, it's true. This is two times higher than what I paid for it last year, but you're going to have the money to pay for it. And focus on the fact that you got the money to pay for it. That's all going to change. It's all going to change. We're going to see a lot of things change in our world. Some of them are not so, that they won't affect us unless we let them. Okay? Unless we let them.
Okay.
You're going to see accomplishment and favorable love is coming into your life. You know, there's a very good possibility by this time next year that you may be considering a happy marriage. Yay.
Okay, good. Good, yes. That's wonderful.
Now, you are going to see some corruption around us, but remember what I just said, it's what we focus on the most. So rather than focus on what's happening around us, we need to focus on the fact that God is telling us it doesn't have to affect us. And there's many scriptural references, especially the story of Moses taking the people out of Egypt. You know, that shows that no matter what was going on, they weren't affected. So we don't want to be affected either if we believe that and trust in him. So I think that the emotional roller coaster that came at you was to, because I think you have some spiritual gifts that you're going to discover this year as well, and you just got really tired and of that same ride, you know, and disappointed in people, you know, and it was a bitter experience, and now, but it seems to be over. I think this is going to be a good year for you. Okay.
Good. Yeah. A lot of people let me down, but I can't allow that to control the rest of my life. So I'll change that pattern. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And that seems to be the trend. People are trying to control people. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to let them.
No. Nope. Won't do it.
I hope that
helps you very much. Yes, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Wonderful news. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You for participating. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hi.
There is definitely evil all around us. In 1 John 5, verse 19, it states the whole world is under the power of the evil one. Evil's real, and it's everywhere. Just turn on the TV and listen to the criticizing, the complaining, and the bitterness, and the crime elevation, and all that stuff. It's all just on there. And most of all, finally, ungratefulness. I've been hearing a lot of fear through my calls on Keen and people that I've talked to related to the predictions of Nostradamus for this year. I respect Nostradamus, and he's been right about some of his predictions, but he also has been wrong on some of them. That doesn't make him a false prophet. It makes him human, you know, it makes him human. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is and was the only one that was 100%. And, you know, even you can, as a reader, you know, you can get a vision of someone and you can misinterpret it because of being human, and or it plays out later, you know, and I really don't like timing on a Mercury retrograde. It's just that's a waste of time. The supernatural and spiritual revelation can be lost in interpretation. People are quick to judge when something doesn't play out the way we see it sometimes. I've seen it play out much later, thus the timing was off or not perceived exactly. This is the reason we must trust God to reveal through His Spirit and correct the errors from the human element. And that's just it. I mean, you know, we need to understand that, people are judging that, oh, this prophet said that, so he's a false prophet. A false prophet is not coming from the throne room of God. A false prophet is thinking only about their own ideas and things that they want to see happen. And they... a lot of them are very financially orientated. They want money. And it's not, their interest is not in the betterment. Their interest is in controlling. They want to control the way you think. So that's a true false prophet. An inspirational prophet can make a mistake in timing. And I mean, let's see, when was it? Several years back, the religious organization of Jehovah's Witnesses predicted the end of the world, and it didn't happen when they said it would. You know, and it's so you can't hold organization over that mistake. I mean, they probably calculated it and misinterpreted what they were reading or seeing or feeling. So you have to take that into account. And first of all, you want to trust God as the final authority in everything. Okay, let's take some more calls here. All right.
Hello. Hello.
There you are.
Hello, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You got me?
Yes, I have you. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, first I'd like to say about your earlier caller, Lisa. I'm rooting for her. You go, girl. It sounded wonderful for her. I hope she, you know, I'm just rooting for her.
She was on the tip top of the roller coaster. She was at the very tip top of the roller coaster coming down fast. And it was just amazing the people that came at her, and it just kept happening. It was a pattern, and I'm glad that she's coming out of it, too. I was just glad to see
her. I am, too. That was wonderful. Anyway, so for me, whatever you can tell me.
Okay, that means a general. Okay. Okay. Well, you've been in a physical destructive arena. You've had this energy of coming at your body, and, you know, it's been a long journey. You had, you felt like at times that it was your downfall and you needed to accept it, and, you felt like you lost a lot of your, you know, mental and emotional stability, and it was a dark time and a painful time. And now you're getting a tune-up or being repaired, you know. I mean, when we get older, we need these tune-ups, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have quick. It doesn't have quick results. And there are so there's a period of duration here, and you know, don't give in to the thought that you know it didn't work or it wasn't effective. It just takes a while. There was so much damage and for such a long period of time, you know.
Yeah.
That it seems like, well, maybe it didn't work, or I'm just too much of a wreck, you know. Let all that go and realize that, okay, there's a duration time here. There's a period of time that I need to recover, and I just have to get through it. That's all there is to it. It shows that you're a woman of vision. You have very good perception, and it can really be heightened this year since it's a 7 year and it's a very spiritual year. And even on the other side of the seven is analyzing, you know, and you're quick to come up with common sense and on a physical realm, you know, which is the spiritual realm and the physical realm. And so you know, you've got that gift of good common sense, and you know, if you're not being emotional, you're really, you know, have a very strong gift there, and it shows that you can be a good friend to someone, you know, that you're a devoted person if it's honest. If it's not honest, then you're not having no part of it. So, you know, you gotta enjoy these gifts that you have, you know, this perception and all of that. It's just that I think you're too hard on yourself sometimes, you know. I tend to do that too, and it's like, this is supposed to work. The next card shows finally accomplishment in finances. There is a safety valve here, which I think is particularly repeating itself because of the signs of the times. There is so much predatory activity. I mean, I had trouble with my cell phone, and I tried for almost 3 weeks to get into that AT&T store. And I finally made it in there yesterday, and he fixed the reason that it won't ring. But there's, you know, it definitely needs to be upgraded, and I'm going to get a new phone in 2 weeks. And he advised me, and I was thinking about this at the time. It's because of all this hacking and stealing and all this, you know, it's a predatory time, that I have the phone mailed to the store, and that he would contact me when to pick it up, and it would be safer that way rather than in my mailbox or on my front porch. And I said, yeah, let's do that. So you got to realize that this is why this safety thing keeps coming up for you. It's to keep you in material well-being and to keep you cautious, you know.
Okay.
And it's not a good thing to let, I mean, we'd like to go out there and celebrate. Yay! Finally, my ship came in. But then here come the roaches, you know? So you've got to be careful about spreading your good news to people, because, you know, it's just like I talk to people that are affluent, and one of the things that's in common with talking to them is people are contacting them constantly to invest in this, or, you know, and always after money. So you need to make sure that you separate the sheep from the goats, so to speak. Don't be real, even within your family, because I've read the curses of people winning the lottery, losing family members because they wouldn't invest in their pet project or something. It's just best to keep it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. That's sad, but actually I feel that you're going to be strengthened, and the biggest thing you're going to be strengthened is getting through this recovery period and finally seeing your body being in a more excellent state, you know, a better quality of life. And then the money's not going to hurt a bit either, you know, because you've been, you're gonna feel like you can finally give back to those who stood by you and bless them, and it's just going to be a rewarding time for you. Now, I'm not downplaying the things that might go on in this world, not a bit, but we don't have to be affected by it.
Right.
We have to learn not to be moved by what we see, what we hear on the news, in the newspaper, other people. We can't let it move us. And all the shows I've done up to this point is to get people to connect with God so that they are not affected by this. So that's it.
And thank you so much for bringing these shows to us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. God bless.
God
Thanks
bless.
For participating, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. So with all this being said about, you know, what's, we have to correct, let God correct errors from human from the human element. And the real reason for us to connect and have personal relationship with God, God's Spirit, Rosh HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God, is indicated to be very strong this year and very necessary. Very necessary to connect this year. That's very important. Things could get very chaotic. I wasn't surprised that Nostradamus predicted the Antichrist coming on the scene. All the signs have been out there for a while. A lot of preachers are presently teaching out of the book of Revelations. The nuclear threat has been stated. It's been stated in the news and it's been put out there. But what people need to understand is this. Sincere worship and prayer can change things. Yeah, they were going to happen. They were meant to happen. Things that are seen by different prophets and seers and that. But God turned it around. And because of prayer, of us humbling ourselves and praying, or if they are really meant to happen, remember the plagues and the Exodus exit from Egypt. None of those Israelites were affected by the plagues, any of that. They were told ahead of time about stocking provision and stuff for these times that are coming, and they were not greatly affected. They had to do their part, and they left their rich. They were slaves, and they left rich. Not one of them was infirm. So let's trust God this year to that no matter what happens, whatever and goes on in our world, that we be put under his divine protection. And with that, I'd like for you all to join with me in agreement and in prayer. Almighty and merciful Heavenly Father, we praise you for your word, your grace, your mercy, and the gift of your Son, Jesus. To you and be under the shadow of your wing in 2023. No matter what occurs, help us stay steadfast and connected to your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Well, that's the whole idea of everything. And unfortunately, we don't have any other callers, so I'm getting out of here early today. not that I wanted to. But I was unable through what was going on here to get out emails, and that's probably why. But I will recommend to everybody that I talk to that they come and listen to this, because I think it's very important they understand what's ahead. And I thank you for everyone that did call in and participated, and I say God bless you all, and remember that prayer that I just prayed. We need to cling to God, stay close to Him through the storms. If there are storms, and what can be turned around will be turned around, and what's meant to happen, we'll get through it. Just have faith in God, and have faith in yourself. God bless, and I will talk to you in February. This is our first month of 2023, so welcome to the new year, and think positive. God bless.